It is good to be here. We are so thankful for the church having this conference, the lodging, wonderful meals, most of all, just the wonderful spirit, which is always here every time we come, and that adds so much to a service. I do want to thank this church and the churches represented here that help us financially. We appreciate it greatly. And I know many that pray for us. We appreciate that more than you'll ever know. And it just means so much to us, your encouragement. And we're thankful to be where the Lord has placed us. And we just want to preach Christ. As Brother Guiley preached this morning, that's our message. Our message is not a political message. Our message is Christ. And that's what the world so desperately needs, whether saved or unsaved. I'd like to turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12. I'll read verse 6. Verse 41 and verse 42. Jesus is doing the speaking. But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. Verse 41, the men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. In each of these verses, Jesus makes definitive, dogmatic, unrestrictive statements about himself. In verse 6, Jesus and the disciples are in a cornfield on the Sabbath day, plucking corn. And when the Pharisees saw it, they, of course, were greatly disturbed. And Jesus, in verses 3 through 8, speaks to them concerning their disturbance of mind with the declaration of verse 6 being a part of what he said unto them. In verse 9, Jesus enters into their synagogue and he heals a man with a withered hand. And again, the Pharisees are greatly disturbed. And in verse 14, the Pharisees leave the synagogue and they hold a council how they might kill him. In verse 15, Jesus departs and great multitudes followed him and he healed them all. In verses 17 through 21, Jesus teaches from the book of Isaiah. And before you get to verse 22, several events take place over a span of time. Jesus selects the 12. There is the Sermon on the Mount. There is the healing of the centurion's servant. There is the raising of the widow's son. There's Jesus teaching on a variety of things. Jesus being anointed by the woman with an alabaster box of ointment. You have the parable of the debtor. And then you come to verse 22 of Matthew 12. And there is the record there of Jesus healing a demoniac. And as a result, verse 23, all the people were amazed and said, "Is not this the son of David?" The Pharisees again are greatly disturbed. Some people just enjoy being disturbed. And the Pharisees were again greatly disturbed, and they began to blaspheme. And then in verses 24 through 37, Jesus very strongly rebukes and condemns their blasphemy. In verse 38, certain of the scribes and Pharisees manifested their unbelief by asking for a sign or asking for proof for who Jesus said he was. They had willfully shut their eyes to the many wonderful works that Jesus had already done. In verses 39 through 45, Jesus sharply rebukes them for seeking a sign. And verses 41 and 42 are part of his rebuke. So again, in each of our text verses, Jesus makes declarations about himself. He says in verse 40 or in verse 6 concerning himself, "In this place is one greater than the temple." And then after many events and a fair amount of time, he says, "Behold, a greater than Jonas is here. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here." Three declarations declaring a basic truth. And all the events that transpired between verse 6 and our text verses in verses 41 in verse 42 did not change one iota the truth of what Jesus said. And between what Jesus said in our text verses and now, today, innumerable events have transpired. And approximately 2,000 years have passed. And the truth of these declarations are still so. We want to center our thoughts, of course, upon these three statements. In this place is one greater than the temple. Behold, a greater than Jonas is here. Behold, a greater than Solomon is here. I want to preach this afternoon on a greater than is, no matter when or where. And we will consider the details of these statements, and then we'll make some application to ourselves. First of all, consider some details. In each statement, Jesus calls for the attention of his hearers. Verse 6, "I say unto you." That's a call to get their attention. Verses 41 and 42, "Behold," which is attention-getting word. It is a call to ponder. It is a call to observe, to meditate, to give serious thought and consideration to what is about to be presented. The word "behold" is used when something extraordinary is about to be brought to our attention. "Behold, a greater than Jonas is here. Behold, a greater than Solomon is here." So we hear him say, "I say unto you." We need to take that personally. And then twice we hear him say, "Behold." Our attention needs to be upon him. No matter what else is going on, our attention needs to be upon him. In each statement, Jesus speaks exclusively of himself. He says in verse 6, in this place is one, a single individual, and he's referring to himself. And in verse 41 and verse 42, behold a singular, referring to himself. So in our text verses, what Jesus says of himself, he is in and of himself, without the participation of any other. In other words, he's the one. He's the one. Thirdly, in each statement, Jesus uses the word greater in referring to himself. It is an adjective, a word that describes. The word means that which excels, that which goes beyond, that which is larger, that which is more remarkable, more magnificent, more splendid in magnitude, that which is superior. And he's using the word to describe himself. So hear Jesus say, I am more. I am more. Whatever it is you're going through, hear Jesus say, I am more. That's what he's saying by that word, greater. Fourthly, in each statement, Jesus draws a comparison. That, of course, is seen in the word greater. The word greater is a word of comparison. Therefore, it must have an object of comparison. So in each statement, he uses the word than. A greater than. Than is going to introduce the object of comparison. In this place is one greater than the object, the temple. Or, behold, a greater than Jonas, a greater than Solomon is here. Also in verse 6, one, the object before greater than the temple, the object after the than is the temple. And we see the same thing in verses 41 and 42. So again, Jesus is greater. Jesus is more. He excels. He goes beyond. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Fifthly, in each statement, Jesus refers to time. Notice, he uses the word is. Is. In verse 6, is one greater than. In verse 41, a greater than Jonas is. In verse 42, a greater than Solomon is. Present tense, ongoing. Speaking of time. Jesus is more regardless of time. Also, in each statement, Jesus refers to place. Verse 6, in this place. In this place is one greater than. Verse 41, a greater than Jonas is here. That's place. A greater than Solomon is here. Also, in each statement, Jesus refers to his presence. He says in verse 6, in this place is. And in verse 41 and 42, a greater than is here, referring to his presence. So the one who is greater, the one who is more, is present. That's always so. There's never a time when that's not so. So in our text verses, Jesus calls for our attention. And then he makes three positive, unrestrictive statements regarding himself. And in each of these statements, he says to us, I am here. I am here. And in and of myself, I am greater. And I am more than all else. And this is so, no matter what, no matter when, and no matter where. So in each of these statements, he says to us, I am greater than, and this is always so, regardless of place. This needs to have our attention. This is something that we should always give serious thought and consideration to. This needs to get a hold of us. So let's make some application. Again, Jesus is. And he is greater than. Jesus is. And he is greater than the temple. The temple, of course, was great in God's plan. But in God's plan, Jesus is greater. Jesus is, and he is greater than Jonas. Jonah was a proclaimer of truth. But Jesus is greater. He's greater than Solomon. Solomon was the greatest builder Israel had ever known and had more wisdom and more wealth and power and affluence and prestige than any other. And Jesus is greater. Jesus is more. In this place is one greater than the temple. Behold, a greater than Jonas is here. Behold, a greater than Solomon is here. And we need to know that these were shocking and unbelievable statements to these Pharisees. And I'm sure that there's no one here that would have any problem or difficulty believing that Jesus is greater than the temple. Jesus is greater than Jonah. Jesus is greater than Solomon. No one here has a problem with that. But do we believe and practice that he is always, no matter what the place, greater and more than whatever is on the other side of them? All through the gospel accounts, we are told of individuals who found Jesus to be greater than. Those at the wedding in Cana, when Jesus turned the water into wine, experienced Jesus to be greater than their need. The lame man who had for 38 years been lame. The woman who had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. The woman with the blood issue for 12 years. Who had spent all that she had upon physicians and just got worse and worse. The man with the withered hand, blind Bartimaeus. The demon-possessed man of Gadara. Jairus. The widow woman of Nain. Mary and Martha, the disciples in a storm-tossed boat, all experienced that Jesus is greater than, that Jesus is more. He has manifested to us the day He saved our soul. He manifested to us that He is greater than. There we were, spiritually dead in trespasses and sins, filthy sinners before a holy and righteous God, alienated from the life of God, far, far off from God, at enmity with God. A criminal against God, a rejecter of God, a resister of God, a rebel against God, in the bondage of sin, a servant of sin, under the dominion of Satan. And Jesus came where we were and saved our hell-deserving soul. And He proved to us that very moment that Jesus is greater than all our sin. He manifested Himself to be greater than. We were helplessly trapped under the weight of sin, just sinking deeper and deeper in the destruction and the loss and the misery of sin, stuck in the contamination and foulness of sin, living and wallowing in sin with no possible way of escape. And Jesus came where we were and saved our souls. And He was greater, and He still is, than all that stood in the way. Greater than all of our sin. Providing us a cleansing and a forgiveness and a righteousness greater than our sin. And on we can go. But Jesus proved to us that He's greater than. But we tend to forget. You and I need to be knowing every single day that Jesus is greater than any problem I might have. Jesus is greater than any trial, any difficulty, any need. And any so-called impossibility, and any infirmity or condition that you and I might find ourselves in or our loved ones in, He's more. Amen. Do we believe that? And I'm sure we all do. Do we practice it? Lord, help us. Lord, help us. In our text, the picture is, on the preceding side of than, what comes before than is Jesus. And He is, regardless of time or place, greater than whatever's on the other side of than. So regardless of your place, and regardless of what is on the other side of than, Jesus is greater. Jesus is more. I assure you that in this building right now, there are many, 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 many needs. Innumerable needs. We have common needs. And you may have a need at this moment that others do not have. But there are many, many, many needs. And there are many, many cares, concerns. We all have concerns. Many concerns. Many burdens. But hear and grasp what Jesus says. I say unto you that in this place is one greater than. Behold, a greater than is here. Right now, at this very moment, in this building, there are difficulties. There are problems. There are pressures. Someone might say, well, that shouldn't bother you. But it does, whether it should or not. And therefore, it's a need. There are pressures. There's turmoil. We all have it. Sometimes our lives can be chaotic. Some Pharisee says, well, it shouldn't be. Well, it is. There's uncertainty. Well, you just need more faith. I know that. But there's still uncertainties. There's challenges. We all have challenges. But oh, to hear and grasp what Jesus says. I say unto you that in this place is one greater than. In this building right now, there are disappointments. Every one of us has disappointments. I'm my biggest disappointment. We all have disappointments. There are frustrations. Well, you shouldn't let that bother you. Well, I know that. But there are frustrations. There are discouragements. Well, you shouldn't be discouraged. I know that. But there are discouragements. There are sorrows. There are heartaches. And we need to hear and grasp what Jesus says. In this place is one greater than. A greater than is here. In this building right now, there are infirmities. We know that every year that passes, there are infirmities. There are conditions of poor and declining spiritual health. And there are temptations. And there are anxieties. Again, well, you shouldn't be anxious. Well, there are anxieties. It's a reality. There are fears. And we need to hear and grasp what Jesus says. There is that which is shattered and broken and torn. It may be even ruined. But you know what? Jesus is greater. Even if it's ruined, Jesus is greater. God can. He can. Oh, it's too late. Oh, no, it's not. Jesus is greater. We all face giants. And we have a tendency to make our giants bigger than what they really are. But regardless, they're still giants. Whether they're real giants or giants we imagine, doesn't really matter. They're still giants. But he's greater. He's greater. So you take any giant that you face at any time, and in any place, put it side by side with Jesus, and he's greater. Amen. No matter the density of the darkness, no matter how fierce the storm, no matter how deep the valley, no matter how steep and rocky or how long the road, no matter time or place, Jesus is greater. Take any wilderness, any desert that you may find yourself in. Take any river that you might be called upon to cross. Take any obstacle that you must get past, or any so-called impossibility that you may face, and no matter when or where, Jesus is greater. He's more than. Oh, hear and grasp what Jesus says. I say unto you. Are you listening? I say unto you. In this place is one greater than. We need to stop with the excuses and just trust Him. And look to Him. Know with absolute certainty and confidence, He's greater. Yes, this might be the biggest problem I've ever had in my life, but He's greater. Might be the most difficult time of your life, I don't know, but He's greater. Oh, may we be knowing that Jesus is greater. You look at the world today, and God's people spend a lot of time, and they waste a lot of time, complaining about the condition of the world. I want to tell you something. Jesus is greater than the cesspool of this ungodly, vile, wicked, and abominable world. We just need to look to Him. Turn off the news for a while and look to Him. Amen. Just look to Him. Just trust Him. He's greater than. There's an awful lot in this world, if we let it, that will control us, will paralyze us, and will obstruct us from serving the Lord. We need to look to Him. He's greater than. Oh, Brother Dan, what do you think is going to happen after the election? I have no idea. But I know this. Jesus is greater than. And whatever happens, whoever wins, I'm glad to know Jesus is greater than. Jesus is greater than. So may we go from here today grasping, trusting, believing, practicing, He's greater. And may we go from here today, 1 John 4:4, greater is He that is in you than in he that is in the world or out there. God help us to just look to Him.